Now, how often have you seen a film that's just captured a moment? Like, for instance, Captain Corelli's Mandolin. Well, what about the opportunity to actually go and see a live performance of the story? Well, you might think, well, what's the point of that? If I can't see very well, then I'm going to miss so much of it. That's where audio description comes in, which is a line that describes things that are going on. Sounds a bit dry on the outset, but is really useful and isn't anything like that. Vida Hjarding is our expert on audio-described performances, and he joins us now. Hello.
Hi, Simon. How are you?
I'm well, thank you very much.
Good.
And Captain Corelli's Mandolin, well, it's a love story, really, isn't it?
It is. And I don't know whether you've read the book. I have, quite a number of years ago when it first came out, and I enjoyed it. There might be listeners who are about to or have just come back from holidays in Kefalonia. Of course, it's all set, I think, in Kefalonia. And a lot of people talked about the film, which you alluded to in your introduction there, Simon. I never actually got to see that, and it's always, you know, good if you can to compare, you know, stage and film version and TV dramatizations, as well as the original text. But I didn't see the film, but I was quite intrigued to see how they would do the actual stage version. And I saw it here at the Rep in Birmingham. As regular listeners will know, I'm based in the West Midlands, and it was Julia Grundy and Carolyn Smith providing the audio description, which is normally, if not always, the case at the Rep. And there was a packed house, full matinee, midweek matinee, so it's unusual for me to see it on a midweek day because I'm normally at work. But a nice treat to be able to take advantage of the audio describe performance that afternoon. And, it was something that probably you could have followed with the lyrics, or I say lyrics, the dialogue, I should say, on the stage. However, as is so often, if not again, always the case, for me, you get so much more if you've got that audio description. So you get the setting, the context, who's playing which part, all of that in the pre-show notes. And if you don't have time to actually take your seat 15 minutes before curtain up to listen to that, or even if you do, there is a chance to download that from the theatre website or indeed get a CD sent to you in the mail. So you've got time to digest that information because there's quite a lot to contain. 15 minutes of notes is quite a lot to take in. And it's a bit like reading the programme for sighted patrons. So very useful to have that context. Sometimes there's a touch tour. I didn't make the touch tour for this one. And in a way, because the pre-show notes describe the set, on this occasion I probably didn't miss as much because it was a very minimalist, or as they sometimes call it, stylized set, so that was conveyed for me quite amply through the pre-show notes. But a couple of things that I thought were worth commenting on, which perhaps I wouldn't have been aware of without the audio description and the intro. There are a couple of animals who feature in the production. There's a goat and there's a pine marten. They're played by human beings and making the appropriate sort of animal sounds. Now, again, I wouldn't have had any awareness of that. And the way that apparently that was done and the description of how it was done helped to bring that alive. And, it was a good, quite poignant story as well. And judging by the ovation at the end, well received by the house as a whole.
Although you didn't get to the touch tour on this, it's worth talking about the touch tour, though, isn't it, if you're new to audio description? Because, like, for instance, this was a 1940s, well, it's set in the 1940s, early 40s. So sometimes you can get a flavour of the costumes and the style of when it's set, can't you, through the touch tour?
Absolutely. So that touch tour gives you, as you say, Simon, the chance to, with your sighted or may not be sighted, your fellow theatre companions. If you get there normally 90 minutes, or in some cases they schedule them 60 minutes before the start of the show, the audio describers, often accompanied by somebody front of house, will take you onto the stage. You literally get a feel for some of those costumes. And as you say, if they are a particular time in history or whatever, that's quite useful to, you know, not just have them described, but literally get a feel for perhaps some of the materials, some of the styles, that sort of thing. You also can see close up the set, and even if it is minimalist, that probably is still worth it. You get a sense of space on the stage. You get a sense of perspective in terms of the size of the theatre looking out into the auditorium. All of those things, actually, if you've not done it before, And if the venue is new to you in particular, then that's all worth doing. And on occasions, and the RSC are very good at this, and so are the rep, actually, you get the chance to meet one or two members of the cast who very graciously come out and spend time talking about their roles, talking about their costumes, and just making you feel welcome and really engaging with the blind and partially sighted audience for that particular AD performance. So all of that is at no extra cost, it's worth saying as well, and it just is an added element to your matinee or evening theatre experience and, you know, well worth taking advantage of should time allow.
I was chatting with Karina Jones, a blind actor who's currently working with the Royal Shakespeare Company just now, and she was really saying, you know, she was encouraging us to actually, if we're visually impaired, to actually go to the audio described performance of the play and the touch tour, because it's such a full-on, all-encompassing experience then.
It is. And over the years, it's developed and I guess is continuing to develop. But it's a real integral part of the day. And so if you arrive and you've got the time to do it, you know, get the chance to go on stage, collect your headsets, your tickets, all of that. Normally you have time for a drink, sometimes a sandwich or a little bit more to eat between the touch tour and when the show starts. Obviously, if it's 60 minutes before curtain up, then there's not quite so much time. But nonetheless, it just helps you get into the mood and get a feel, literally in many cases, for what's going to be happening that afternoon or that evening.
I've always found over the years going to a performance, being in my seat just that little bit early, you just kind of soak in the ambience, don't you?
You do. And there is, you know, something about just see. I know this is going to sound a bit trite, and I try not to make it sound like that, but you can't be being in an auditorium, whether it's for a concert, whether it's for a theatre production, whether it's an opera, a ballet, a musical. Seeing something live just has an added edge to it for me. And yes, you can get a lot through the TV dramatisation, through a movie, of course you can. And they're very enjoyable in their own way. But the live dimension for me just adds to it and makes it a unique performance, because no two performances are exactly entirely the same.
So where to start? If you're unfamiliar with audio description, where to start about going to see one of them?
Okay, so I guess the first port of call would be the box office. If there's a show you've heard is coming up and you want to know if there's an audio described performance, that's the place to ring or to email. And then if you want to know a little bit more about plans for the future of what the theatre, what the venue has in mind in terms of audio description or other assisted types of performances, like relaxed performances or for those who have hearing impairments, then there's captioned performances and British Sign Language interpreted performances. All of that should come from the box office in terms of the initial information. But if you want to know more, there's very often somebody as part of the theatre staff who has educational creative learning, as it's sometimes called, as part of his or her remit. Try and see if you can be put through to whoever that person might be. Normally, in my experience, they welcome the chance to chat with patrons and get an idea of the type of thing they might like to have audio described down the line, because obviously they want to ensure as much as anyone else that they get a good audience in and as many people can benefit from what is, you know, an extra provision. We don't pay any more for it, but the theatre will pay, you know, professional describers and things. So it costs them more out of their access budget. So if it's being offered, hopefully it's being taken advantage of. And, once you get to the theatre for the show itself, once you've decided to book your tickets, and sometimes venues have different concessionary rates if you're visually impaired, or perhaps for your carer or whoever that might be, so check into that at each place too. When you turn up, collect your tickets, get your headset, make sure somebody on the staff, if you've not used them before, will show you how to use your headset. And try and make sure you can take your seat in time for the pre-show notes, if they're on offer. 9 times out of 10, they are.
Great advice there on making the best of your evening or afternoon as entertainment. Vera Yarding, always a pleasure to chat with you. Thank you very much for joining us.
Nice to talk to you too, Simon. And enjoy the sunshine.
You too.